Got a good one today, short and sharp. Friday, December 3rd, 2021, is a named workout from CrossFit. The name is Ingrid. It's 10 rounds for time of 3 power snatches, 135 for men, 95 pounds for women, and then 3 burpees over the bar. But that burpees over the bar is a bit vague. Is it bar facing? Is it lateral? I'm going to clear it up right now. When we're doing it today at CrossFit Lynchpin, we're going to do it as bar-facing burpees. Keeps everyone on the same sheet of music. It's easier to stay consistent. You're welcome. You won't be shortchanged. We, of course, also have a two-person team version of that workout as well, because fitness with friends is fun. The last time we did this workout was on May 8th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check out how you did. Should you have made a little course correction, you can apply that data today. This workout is intended to keep the athlete moving, so a lot of people will be able to do touch and goes, at least initially maybe, for those sets of 3. It's a bit of a trap there. But as it adds up, as the fatigue sets in and the burpees start to add up, don't be shocked if your plan to do sets of 3 touch and goes gets thrown out the window and those become 3 singles every time. It happens to the best of us, and it's perfectly okay. We've got a video showing the power snatch and the burpee over a barbell or dumbbell. Whew, super fitness robot time for this. I mean, this is cooking. 5 minutes and 30 seconds or less. That is just absolutely crazy. More likely time could be upwards of 12 minutes on this. Wild card option today. 10 rounds for time, 3 power snatches, knocked the weight down to 115 for men, 75 pounds for women, and then 3 bar-facing burpees. There's a two-person team version of that as well, but it's basically the same workout, but a slightly reduced loading. Scaled option. 10 rounds for time, 3 power snatches, knocked the loading down even more, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women, and then just 3 burpees. They're not over a barbell or over anything else, 3 good old school effective burpees, and we've got a video showing the burpee. Limited equipment option, 10 rounds for time of 9 dumbbell power snatches with a 50-pound dumbbell for men or a 35-pound dumbbell for women, and then 3 dumbbell-facing burpees. There's also a two-person team version. But those 9 dumbbell power snatches, that's 9 total per round. Alternating arms each time. So number 1 with the right, you switch. Number 2 with the left. Number 3 with the right till you get to 9. That's how one round is done for that. Super fitness robot time for this as well is going to be upwards of 13 minutes super fitness robot time. And then upwards of 18 minutes for the more likely time for this. There's just more work being done. You got more reps each round. Even though the loading's a bit lighter, it just takes time to move those objects there. No equipment workout today. 10 rounds for time of 7 broad jumps and 7 burpees. Simple and effective. Oh, let's see. Pardon me for 1 second. Yes, I've got a mistake here. Super fitness robot time for the limited equipment option is 11 minutes. I was looking at the wrong thing. Super fitness robot time for limited equipment option, 11 minutes. You are cooking. Still a lot of work being done there. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. Linchpin complex number 2, which is for load. You choose the load. Does not need to be unbroken, okay? And this is going to be an either or. So either Linchpin complex number 2, which is 1 power snatch, 1 overhead squat, 1 hang squat snatch, and then 1 full snatch. That's considered 1 complete complex. Again, you choose the load, which is appropriately challenging for you. And we think most people will do that 2 to 4 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. And again, does not need to be unbroken. So you will do that if you choose to do the optional accessory work. Linchpin complex number 2, or, not both, 3 rounds for time, 5 power snatches at 155 or 105 for women, and 7 bar-facing burpees. So a very similar, punchy workout to get in a bit more volume from the original workout of the day if you are ready for it and looking for it at a slightly heavier loading. And then the other part of the accessory work is an either or as well. Either SOTS press, we've got a video showing that, you do 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps, or wall walks, 10 to 20 reps, not for time, slow and controlled, got a video there as well. Cool down and stretching for the day, cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch and the trap stretch with the lacrosse ball. Hope you enjoyed the snatching and the burpees, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout.